before we do, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time for Brittany J's tea for the day.
Yes, and today. Okay, reports are saying that Maroon 5 will be performing for halftime Super Bowl 2019.
That's in Atlanta.
Yes, in Atlanta. So I don't know how this is going to go. Waka Flocka is a few of other black people. A lot of other black people think that they should have picked someone from Atlanta to represent, like Migos Future. He said he would even do Hard in the Paint. Uh-huh. That the NFL and Pepsi are ignoring the Atlanta music scene. I mean, I'm not surprised. It doesn't matter where they're at. They pick who they want. Furthermore, if this whole Colin Kaepernick situation, why would y'all even think that that would be the route that they would go? Like, one thing, like, Jay-Z hip-hop is one thing, but, like, Goon and Goon, like, with the chains and the gold teeth hip-hop, that's a whole, that's not really NFL's style. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not, we're the minority. We're the super minority in the NFL. You know what I'm saying? Like, hip-hop as a whole. So, I don't know what y'all thought this was. But whatever. I also heard that they reached out to some artists of color and declined. I guess like following Jay-Z's footsteps when he said, like, you know, we do stadiums too over here. I don't know. So we'll see. Also, some more NFL news with some speculation. TMZ caught up with Colin Kaepernick's lawyer, Mark Garagos. Garagos, thank you. I don't know. This man always running his mouth. So he said, he said, stay tuned. Next week, there will be some news. They were asking him, like, what does that mean? What does that mean? He said, if Al Davis was still alive, which I had to find out, coached the Raiders at one point. Now his son took over, whatever. Yeah. Then he said, you know who Meek Mill was visited by when he was in custody, meaning Patriots owner Robert Kraft. So you're saying a lot right now, Garagos. But you also said last year that he would have been signed in 10 days, and we see how that panned out. So
that's the longest 10 days ever.
Yeah, like, it's 10 years. I mean, 10 times 30. What is that? A year?
Who's counting?
But, right. I started counting, okay? Because I really was counting down them 10 days. Like, Mark, I don't know. Your story, you ain't credible, sir. You are not a credible source. And furthermore, what about the client lawyer confidentiality? What is going on? Cap? Get your man's cap. Get your man's. Okay. So, Plies, he was arrested yesterday at Tampa International Airport for pulling a Joel Santana. So, TSA found a gun in his carry-on. They found a Glock 43 and a loaded magazine next to it. Like, he was going to be shooting.
What is you doing?
Like, seriously, what was your plans with that?
So I mean, it's going to be a long time before we get one of those videos from Plies, huh?
Weed was you on that you forgot? So, he had no permit for the gun and was arrested by airport police for carrying a concealed weapon, which is a felony. So, a source close to him says that he grabbed the wrong bag. He admitted that the gun was his and that he's a registered gun owner. I mean, we see what's happening with Joel's right now with this case. So he got some work cut out for him. He got to live with his mama like Joel's did. Okay, so
not in the basement.
Not in the basement. Though. His mom probably still got a bedroom for him. All right, so LeBron Luther the King James. All right, so remember, I just stand for this dude. I stand for him. So remember, he announced that he was doing the Shut Up and Dribble documentary. Well, he got former host ESPN Jemele Hill.
Why not?
Like, what?
So a she fellow said, 49ers fan, might I
That's
add.
Right.
Okay,
that's right.
Y'all can take that. You know what I'm saying? I guess. I mean, okay. So she says that lately LeBron has talked about gender and wanting to uplift and position black women in particular. I get the sense that this is all a part of that. He was raised by a black woman. He's married to a black woman and is raising a black woman. His cute daughter, Zuri. Oh, she is. Have you seen her? She's adorable. So she says, if you look at the societal ladder, black women remain on the lowest rung. He clearly understands that we are facing a unique battle, and it means a lot that he understands the intricacies of that. Listen, I am standing, okay? So, listen, Space Jam 2 is real AF.
What?
And LeBron James is behind that too. So, listen. What? So, I wasn't here for it when I first heard about Space Jam. I was like, wow, like, just leave it alone. It's okay. It was a classic for the time, whatever. But LeBron teamed up with Black Panther director Ryan Coogler.
Oh, boy.
So, I automatically have to stand for this because he's going to be producing the movie. So, it's set to debut in 2019 during the NBA offseason. Listen, Ryan, LeBron, anybody else involved. When y'all do this movie, y'all better have the Space Jam theme song. Everybody get up. Oh, it's time to stand down. Nay. We got around jam going down. Welcome to the Space Jam. Like, I don't, listen, I want the original. I don't want no Migos remix. I want the original.
That's one I believe I can fly back. That was it.
Hey, that's it. I want the original. That's it for the Tito.
Oh, okay.
So, are they bringing back Mike Jordan?
Is his knees okay? Like, what?
Oh, man.
I don't think so.
Would that be a sad
Photoshop, baby?
Tickets at the 10. Tickets coming up at 10 after the hour. Keep it right here. It's hot.
WZMX. WZMX HD1 Hartford.